This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says all remaining pandemic-related public health restrictions on commercial and day-to-day activity in the state will be lifted July 1st. She made the declaration today as state health officials continue to crunch the vaccination numbers. The Democratic governor had wanted at least 60% of residents 16 and older to be vaccinated 2 weeks ahead of reopening. Her office said vaccinations stood at 59.4% yesterday, but that the state was waiting for more federal data. Republican lawmakers said it's about time restrictions were lifted. They've criticized the governor's handling of the pandemic. The July 1st reopening will mean that all businesses across the state can once again operate at 100% of maximum capacity levels. However, state officials said businesses will still be authorized to require masks, distancing, or other health precautions against the spread of COVID-19. Former U.S. Congresswoman Xochitl Torres-Small has been nominated by President Joe Biden to serve as the Undersecretary for Rural Development at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Members of New Mexico's congressional delegation announced Torres-Small's nomination today. Supporters said her experience as a water rights attorney and her time on the U.S. Agriculture Committee would serve her well if she's confirmed. Torres-Small also was a member of the Blue Dog Coalition and Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus during her tenure in Congress. Torres-Small, a Las Cruces Democrat, served one term before losing her reelection bid last year to Republican Yvette Harrell. One of New Mexico's largest drinking water providers has stopped diverting from the Rio Grande to help prevent the stretch of the river that runs through Albuquerque from going dry this summer. The curtailment that went into effect today came about 2 weeks earlier than last year, when New Mexico also was mired in drought. The Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority says the curtailment likely will last until November. In the meantime, the utility will rely exclusively on groundwater it referred to as a savings bank. Customers are being asked to adhere to restrictions on outdoor watering during certain times and days during the summer, and to conserve what they can to limit the strain on the aquifer. The debate over whether the public has a right to fish or float streams and other waterways that flow through private property has percolated for decades in many western U.S. states. It has reached a boiling point in New Mexico, but a resolution has been delayed again. The State Game Commission chairwoman opted today to defer a vote on the applications of landowners seeking to prohibit public access to portions of streams that run through their property. Chairwoman Sharon Salazar Hickey started the meeting by saying she planned to defer a vote on the applications after critics raised questions about a potential conflict of interest and suggested that she recuse herself from voting because of her daughter being offered a job at the same law firm representing the landowners. Salazar Hickey's decision elicited both surprise and frustration from fellow commissioners and people who had traveled to Santa Fe for the public hearing. Salazar Hickey was adamant that she and the other commissioners had no conflicts. However, she said she believed it's important for the Attorney General's office to conduct a review before the commission takes up the stream access issue again at an August hearing. New Mexico will provide extra pay worth up to 2 weeks of salary for many longtime state employees who skipped using their paid vacation time in 2020 amid the pandemic. The State Personnel Board today approved the payouts to rank-and-file executive branch employees and political appointees at agencies under the control of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. The initiative from the governor compensates workers for large balances of unused 2020 vacation time that might otherwise expire. This is KUNM.